Does this sound familiar? You have members of your organization that have grown up with PCs, the internet, cell phones, and Facebook. Now, even though they aren't in a technical role, they are comfortable with technology, and they want to be able to use their own computers and devices, those cell phones, even tablets these days, they want to use those in the workplace. By giving them their choice of familiar smartphones and tablets, PCs or Macs, it is possible that your organization will come out ahead in terms of productivity and user satisfaction. That's what we're going to be talking about on this episode of Connection Point. I'm your host, James Hilliard. Joining me is David Moore, the National Channel Account Manager at McAfee. David's 18 years at McAfee give him excellent insight into security issues and managing risk for SMBs and large organizations. He's here with some advice for IT pros who are challenged to let users bring their personal devices to work and ensure that their organization's data remains secure. And David, really appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity.
You're no stranger to this idea. I think a lot of our audience members know it too, that IT traditionally has really resisted non-IT controlled user devices coming in and being on the network. A lot of that started changing with because our consumer devices have started getting better than our professional devices. So it's causing organizations to really re-examine that policy. What are some of the forces at work that you're hearing and seeing from clients out there?
Really, it has transformed, or the industry's transformed, really since Apple came out with the iPhone.
Yes.
Once Apple came out with the iPhone, then that became the device that people wanted to use, right, for a personal device, because it's got so many applications and uses, and it's very user-friendly. So once that came out, it kind of revolutionized the smartphone industry, and then you were seeing the Android devices and all of their various manufacturers making devices of those. And then what does Apple do again? They bring out the iPad. And, you know, that revolutionized the tablet. Everybody wanted an iPad, you know, and they are continuing almost daily to go to their IT staff and say, I just got an iPhone. I just got an iPad. I want to use this for work. I don't want to use the company-issued BlackBerry device. I don't want to use my laptop computer, or I want to have the choice. Can we support it?
No, absolutely. And I've had conversations around this with lots of folks recently. A lot of people, and maybe you agree, they were caught off guard by the iPhone coming into the corporate world. It seems like now with the iPads, the tablets, more of these devices, more IT shops, not all of them, but more of them are prepared for this. So when people do come and say, I want to use the iPad, IT doesn't get to say, what's that? They say, yeah, we've kind of got a plan about that. What I want to do right now is take a moment or so, though, to talk about what are some of the challenges that they still face, even though we've had time, anticipation, knowing that these devices would be coming in. What are the challenges IT is facing to accommodate all of the users these days?
It's really twofold. It's, okay, I know how to let these devices in the environment. I've reworked my security policy to allow these type of devices in there. But I'm still struggling with, once I let the corporate data onto those devices, how can I ensure that they're secure? How can I make sure that the corporate policies that I've set up are happening on that device? And then if that device is lost or stolen, or that employee winds up leaving the organization, how can I easily wipe the data out off that device? And the other point that, you know, we're seeing is users are bringing in or wanting to use multiple devices. So before, it was always a one user, one device. Now, because everybody has a smartphone, lots of people are getting tablets. It's now becoming one user to multiple devices, and each user wants to control that device. So IT is pushing back, okay, I want to let these devices into my network, but I don't want to make the user come and see me so that I can set up this device for them. So if I'm going to let them into work, there's corporate standards that that device has to meet, and one of those is self-service provisioning. So the user can set up the device itself to work on my corporate network.
Well, you're starting to give a couple of tips, and that's where I wanted to spend a little bit of chunk of time here on our podcast, is talking about what an IT organization needs to do in terms of their approach to mobile device management and security, and also, you know, more specifically, since you're on here representing McAfee, what McAfee is bringing to the table in helping people put together really that plan, again, so they're not caught off guard like we were a couple years ago, but we really have a plan and an approach. What are some best practices you're seeing?
So IT today has a mobile security process. They have it set up in their documents on how to deal with mobile devices such as BlackBerries, such as laptops. The first thing that we always work with a customer on is, okay, you've got these policies and these procedures as to making sure that the device has the base levels of security on it, making sure that data protection is on it, making sure that you can account for the devices. Now, as you're letting people bring in their own device, you've got to make sure that your policies can account for that. And the biggest thing, we like to walk a wheel with a customer. First part of it is provisioning. How does the user get the application? Because they understand with these smartphones and these tablets that they go to the iStore, download any application that they want. They go to the Android store, the marketplace, download the application. They can do it themselves. So it's a lot easier for IT and saves IT money if they're going to allow these devices in, to allow the users to go download the application that they understand how to do and install it themselves, because that device then never has to be checked into IT, and IT doesn't have to touch each and every device. Once, you know, the application, Enterprise Mobility, is loaded on the device, then the next things that customers really need to look at as they walk this wheel is authenticating, making sure that the device authenticates back, and there's security on it. Okay, using some sort of unique digital certificate so that it authenticates. Now I know that device is on my enterprise network and I can track it. I can track where it's accessing, just like a PC or just like a company issued BlackBerry. I can see what data is being put onto that device. I can control the data that's being put onto the device. I can control what that device can do on the network, i.e., Facebook. Maybe the organizations today have a policy that says Facebook can only be used between 12 and 1 and then after 5 o'clock. Well, if you're letting the user have their own device on the network, you want to push those policies and those procedures onto that device as well. Then the next thing that they want to look at is compliance. So I'm letting all these devices on the network. Like at McAfee, we have 6,000 employees, but we have 18,000 mobile devices that we manage. Okay, so it's not the one-to-one relationship, so the numbers grow exponentially. But the biggest thing is compliancy. How do I make sure that I can show that I meet all my regulatory standards, all my corporate security policies? How can I show that I'm compliant? And then from a support standpoint, by letting the users do their own provisioning, by letting the users set up their own device, the IT support costs are lowered, so you're saving money. By letting the users bring in their own devices, be it the tablet, be it the other smartphone, you're not buying them for the organization. You're only supporting it from a manpower standpoint, so your capital expenditure by having to replace a laptop when it goes out of warranty is now going down. So you're saving money on that end as well. And then the last piece of the life cycle that we talk about and have conversations with is about application management and how do I do that? And how do I create an enterprise application store that allows the users to have access to the applications they need to do their job while they're at work?
one of the things I want to bring up before we give some tips, David, to companies that are thinking about making the change and allowing these personal devices onto their network. Share a couple bits of information that I've been made aware of. One, there was some recent McAfee research out there saying as many as 41% of large orgs that have allowed for personal devices to be used there on business and on the network, they've seen a reduction in their IT costs and improved productivity for their employees. And another bit I know, maybe we'll get you to comment here, the idea of wiping clean a device, because of some of the control available today, you can wipe clean, say, the business side of the device without losing all the personal pictures or personal things that that phone is also used for, correct?
That is correct. You have the ability to selectively wipe, so you could wipe everything, or only wipe certain data on that type of device.
And again, important when people are bringing in their own devices. And that goes to, again, setting up policies and working out what is going to be best for your organization, what's going to keep it safe, but what's also going to make your users not only productive, but also allow them to still retain, you know, ownership, again, of that personal device that, that they're now choosing to use for work as well. Want to leave, David, the audience with, again, a tip or two. It's kind of the first steps they should be taking. If they've made a decision that we really do want to allow for these personal devices to be used on our network, one or two first steps they should take to make sure that they do that process well.
First step is we always like to review and have the customer review what is their corporate security policy. What do they have written? What is electronic as it relates to this policy? And then we like to work with them and have them work on, okay, now you're letting the personal device in. What's your policy around that? And make sure that your security policies meet what your ultimate goal is within your organization, which is to allow the user to bring their own device in and be able to manage it for them. So that's the first piece that we like to look at and help the customers with. And then the other piece that we always work with and talk to customers about is it doesn't stop with securing the device, right, and making sure that the data on that device is secure. It continues through a whole life cycle process of, okay, I know that I've put an application on that device so that the data that goes on that device from a corporate perspective is secure, but now that device is coming onto my network, so I need to make sure that if I'm letting that iPad or I'm letting that Samsung tablet on my network, well, let's make sure that it has whatever other security measures I need on that device as if it was a regular laptop. So let's make sure it has data loss prevention products on there. Let's make sure it has the latest antivirus products or spyware product on there or whatever applications I need to make sure that that device can be secure on my internal network. Before I let it on there, let's make sure that it has everything that is needed.
Absolutely. Hey, David Moore joining me, the National Channel Account Manager at McAfee on this edition of Connection Point. I'm going to give some contact information in just a moment. But first off, David, I want to thank you for taking time and joining us today.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
If you would like to learn more about McAfee Mobile Security Solutions and professional services such as network and security assessments that are available from the PC Connection family of companies, you can do a few things. First off, contact your account manager. I also invite you to go online to pcconnection.com. If you would like to give a call, 1-800-800-0014 is the number. The email address, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.